CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
View, honey, come out here on the balcony.
Well, I can't right now. I'm shaving.
I think this is the nicest hotel room we've had on the trip. You can see the whole Bay of Naples, and that must be Mount Vesuvius over there. Oh, I wonder if Betsy and Aunt Effie are up. I want them to see this. Aunt Effie? Betsy, are you two up?
Yes, I'm practically dressed.
Oh, have you been out on your balcony and look at the sun rising over the Bay of Naples? It is simply breathtaking. Come here.
I can't find my shoes.
Oh, never mind your shoes. Come here, come here. Come right in here and go out on our balcony.
Look at the view.
Isn't that lovely?
Where are we going today? To Mount Vesuvius?
Well, I don't know, dear Dad. You'll be off on business somewhere, and I don't know what Mr. Whittaker has planned on the schedule. Do you, Aunt Effie?
No, I don't. But he did say he had everything organized for Naples, so we don't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful the way he just takes over, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, takes over is about it, too.
Dear.
Well, now, look, I like your new boyfriend, Aunt Effie, but by golly, I am 2 days late getting to Naples because of his organized schedules.
Come on, Betsy. Let's finish getting dressed. Some people never appreciate anything that is done for them.
Well, that, I guess, was meant for me.
Well, really, dear, it's nice for us to have a man along sightseeing when you're tied up on business.
Honey, I hope I'm still tied up on business. They were expecting me here Wednesday. Now, if you'll hand me the phone, I'll call our agency here and go into my ridiculous explanation.
Where can you hear radio's foremost lineup of top stars? Well, that's a rhetorical question if I ever asked one. Right here, of course, on CBS Radio, the star's address. It's happily crowded at this address. Paying the half here each Monday through Friday are Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, Gary Moore, Burt Parks, Pat Putnam, Amos and Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. Steve Lawrence comes calling each Saturday, too, on most of these same stations. And on each Sunday night, Mitch Miller throws wide the doors to welcome more show business guests. We might add that for most listeners, there's also the live music of top-name bands sent your way down the CBS radio lines. In addition to all these top personalities, CBS radio brings you great daytime and Sunday drama, and there's unequaled CBS news, commentary, and special events coverage, too. Now, where can you find all this? Again, with the rhetorical questions. Right here, of course, on CBS radio, the star's address.
For goodness sake, what happened to you? We waited and waited for you in the lobby, and finally we went on into breakfast.
Well, I put in my phone call. I've been waiting for them to call back. I wanted to take you here in the room.
You won't be tied up on business over the weekend, will you, dear?
Oh, no, no, no. I was just looking at the folders here. You know, there's a day trip to Capri. You, mm-hmm. you take the boat over, you see the island, you have lunch there, and you visit the Blue Grotto. And that's mm-hmm. one thing I do want to see. I've heard so much about it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Whittaker thought it'd be nice if we did the Amalfi Drive tomorrow, dear.
Oh, he did.
Oh, don't be that way. Now, he's going to so much trouble to make things nice for all of us, and he said you'd love the Amalfi Drive.
Oh.
Now, we'll stop in Amalfi for lunch and then go on to Sorrento, and he thought it would be nice if we stayed overnight. Inside, because it's so beautiful.
Look,
darling, he's already phoned some hotel in Sorrento or some pensione or whatever you call them, which is cheaper. I mean, he thinks of things like that now. Hmm?
Look, I wish Mr. Whittaker would think of what... Oh. Hello. Hello. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, I'm calling a Mr. Gambino at the Atco Import Export Company. Yes. Piper. That's right. Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry I'm 2 days late getting here.
I smell something burning.
Actually, I intended to take the train from Florence, Firenze, then come straight to Naples. But, you see, a friend, I mean, we met on the trip, and insisted on renting a car and driving down. Yes.
Smells like cloth burning.
Yeah.
Did you drop a cigarette?
That's right.
Get up here. Get up.
What
get up.
Is it?
Get up,
well, the car broke down in a little village, and we were stuck there. And I couldn't tell you, see, because there was only one phone. That one was out of order.
Something is burning. Can't you tell?
Then the office was closed by the time we got into Naples last night.
Well, I can't see any smoke yet. I'm going to get a glass of water anyhow.
Yeah. Isn't this Mr. Gambino? He was? Well, for the love of Mike, when's he coming back?
There's a glass of water to throw on. If we can find it, it's cloth burning. I can smell it.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's your pocket, dear.
Yeah, but look here, Mr. Gambino. What in the hell are you hitting me for?
Your pocket. It's burning. Who killed it? I poured the water in.
Hey, get away from me with that water, will you? What are you...
Sorry. It's your pipe. You're always doing that. I told you. Oh, look at the hole. Look at the hole. All right. The fire's out.
There's water running down my leg, and I... Hello. Hello. Look, I'm awfully sorry. My coat pocket was on fire.
Look at the hole.
Look, well, never mind. Look, when will Mr. Gambino be back? All right. I'll call next weekend. Thank you.
Well, don't look at me. Did you want to go up in flames? Look at the hole in your good sports jacket. Look at that.
I don't know. I guess I'm just one of those jinx people that things happen to. Mr. Gambino got married yesterday and he's going on his honeymoon. Won't be back until next Wednesday.
You're on a short honeymoon.
Yeah, well, it's too long for me. I'm supposed to be in Rome Wednesday. Boy, I tell you, Aunt Effie may have a crush on Mr. Alvin Whitaker, but I can sure do without him.
Oh, now, honey.
Hello, Rose.
Come on,
dear. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Come in. Now, please be nice to Mr. Whitaker.
Come on. We're all set to take off for Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, Daddy, I wish you were going, too.
Daddy can go with us today.
Oh, yes. It seems that...
Heavens. What happened to you? You're sopping wet.
He put his pipe in his pocket when it wasn't out, and I threw some water in.
What were you doing? Smoking before breakfast?
Aunt Effie, Betsy, Mrs. Whitaker, come on now. Change your clothes, dear, and we'll wait for you in the lobby.
Now, according to the guidebook, it'll take us about a half an hour to drive up here to the top of Mount Vesuvius.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, we can't drive to the top. We'll go as far as we can, then I thought we had to walk, but it turns out we can take a chairlift.
A chairlift?
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy, won't that be fun?
A chairlift? You mean one of those flimsy open things that skiers go up on?
Oh, don't worry. It must be safe enough. Everybody does it.
You better hold Betsy on your lap here so she's not scared.
Who's going to hold me?
Oh.
Now, remember, one thing. When we get up to the top of the crater, we don't need a guide. I've been reading up on it, so I can tell you all about it.
Well, the guides sort of expect you to have them, though, Mr. Whitaker. That's the way they make their living.
Well, I believe in saving money where you can. We don't need a guide. I can tell you all you need to know about Mount Vesuvius. Now, the big eruption that wiped out Pompeii was in 79 A.D.
Down
over the entire Bay of Naples, almost 4,000 feet above sea level.
Well, I'm not looking down.
You had better open your eyes. Don't let Betsy see you scared.
Well, Jeff got her back to me anyhow. Oh, if I'd known it was going to be like this, thank heavens these chairlift holds four people. I'd die of fright going up alone.
Why does it
sway
so? Hold my hand, will you?
Floor. Now, just hold on to the bar. You really ought to open your eyes. It's a magnificent view. I bet you can see for 50 miles.
But you were the one who was going to hate this. I'm the one who is just terrified.
Well, frankly, so am I, but we can't let Betsy know it.
Now, underneath us, to the right there, what appears to be a Black River rock is volcanic lava that flowed down red hot at 15 feet an hour during the last big eruption in 1906.
1906? I thought Vesuvius was an inactive volcano.
No, not at all. But we'll hope it's inactive today, huh? Yeah. All right, here we go. Right on up to the top of the crater.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Specialized agencies of the United Nations are at work fighting disease throughout the world, battling malnutrition, educating backward nations for their survival and betterment. In the forefront of world attention at all times is the hope for world peace, fostered by the existence and program of the United Nations. As President Eisenhower recently put it, the United Nations is identified with the profound hope of the world's peoples that they might live together in peace. The United Nations and its specialized agencies have responded to that hope by achieving peaceful solutions to matters of international dispute, by promoting the rule of world law, and by effectively joining in man's struggle against hunger, poverty, ignorance, and fear. End of quote. Every October, the nation and world mark United Nations Day. This year it falls on October 24th. Before then, you may wish to acquire a free booklet about the great World Peace Organization. Write for the UN at Work, U.S. Committee, Box 1958, Washington 13, D.C.
Signore, for the fifth time, it is forbidden for anyone to walk around the edge of the crater without a guide. It is expressly forbidden.
Well, sir, we do not need a guide. I've read all about it.
Non si può camminare vicino alla botte del vulcano senza una guida. Mi capisci?
I'll tell you what the matter is. The guide we had when we first got off the chairlift and walked the last 50 feet was free, but now there's another guide who takes you around the edge of the crater, and Mr. Whittaker doesn't want to pay for it.
Well, I think Alvin is absolutely right. It's probably just a racket.
Oh, racket. Look, these people make a living.
Better you stay away from the edge of the crater. Now, will you get back?
I must say, it is exciting. I wouldn't lift it for the world.
Well, I would. I don't like looking down into the crater at all. Do you know the smoke coming out of some of those places, dear?
Yeah, I sure have.
Well, there's no sense in paying just to walk around the edge of the crater. We can see it all from here. And I can tell you just as much as that guide about it. According to the guidebook, Vesuvius consists of two distinct cones. Vesuvius on this side and Mount Somma over there. Actually, it was Mount Somma that destroyed Pompeii.
I'm going to take a piece of this lava home to show at school.
Yes, fine, dear. Mr. Whittaker, I think we've seen about everything there is to see. Anyhow, frankly, I'll feel a lot better if we just go on back down.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid we've got to wait until the wind dies down now. They don't run the chairlift in a heavy wind, the man said, so we might just well wander around where we can. Come on, Effie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the chairlift, so the wind dies down. We may have to stay on the top of Mount Vesuvius for hours. You think they're doing that because Mr. Whittaker was stingy about the guide?
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, I don't know. I do know that I don't like the look of the smoke coming out of this crater.
You know, I'm beginning to see what you mean about Mr. Whittaker.
Look at that smoke, will you? There's another place over there.
Oh, well, now, stop worrying. I mean, I'll be glad when we get down, but I don't think it's going to be rough, dear. Do you?
Well, let me tell you something. With my luck, if Mount Vesuvius erupts in 1959, it'll be the day when I'm stranded on the top. You're in trouble.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Robert Dryden, and Rock Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.